This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president is in Canada to meet with leaders on Friday after a diplomatic mission here to Washington a day earlier to shore up support for the fight against Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It began on Capitol Hill, where Texas Republican Michael McCaul says Volodymyr Zelensky gave an upbeat message.
That he's winning.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Zelensky also made clear he needs more military help.
Mr. Zelensky said, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war.
Not all Republicans, though, are on board, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying he and others have questions about the path forward, which Zelensky answered.
I thought it was direct. I thought it was honest.
From there, it was on to the Pentagon.
It's an honor to welcome back to the White House and the Oval Office.
And a meeting with President Biden.
The American people are determined to see to it that you do all we can to ensure the world stands with you.
We greatly appreciate the vital assistance provided by the United States.
Zelensky said their talks would focus on more air defenses against a Russian onslaught. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is extending deportation protection for Afghan refugees, VOA's Alex Stroop reports.
The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to Afghan migrants who have already been living in the country for a little over a year. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022, and before September 20th, 2023, would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. This status does not give them a path to citizenship. It's good until 2025, when it will have to be renewed again. But it does protect them from deportation and gives